School's back in session this week. And I see Rick Stacy's feet are back in his tube socks.
Yeah.
Why, that indicates the beginning of fall. Grab your pumpkin latte. It's the Sunny Update.
All right, so the two top stories are the one from OIA, which is national news now, about the guy that went nuts. He went up to the American Airlines counter. His name is Jeffrey Epstein. I guess he's some kind of doctor. And he started acting erratic, so American Airlines would not give him a boarding pass and let him on the plane. So then he started yelling and screaming. They called the cops. Cops showed up. He did more yelling and screaming.
That sounds lovely.
That's where when I do this, when I'm, this isn't...
Don't cuff me. Stop resisting. I'm not. Stop resisting. Do not hurt me. Do not
hurt me,
you understand? Do not be rough with me,
asshole.
Look at them. Look at them. They're
going to
beat me up.
Oh, they're taking him
don't
down.
Don't beat me up, you mother. Don't beat me up.
Don't beat me up.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing this. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's over the top ridiculous already. Yeah. So anyway, they wrestled him down. One more time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so he got arrested for all kinds of things, man. Resisting arrest, assaulting an officer, you name it. So,
oof.
So was he on drugs? We don't know.
Yep, probably.
I don't know. If you see that mugshot, it looks like it, but I can't tell if it's the pepper spray or the crack.
Best part about it is after he's all done doing this, he says he did it on purpose to highlight the struggle of the black man.
Does this sound like it's on purpose?
Said the white man.
Yeah. No. No.
Oh, my God.
We'll find out Monday what happened.
Don't beat me up, you mother. Ooh. Don't beat me up. Look at him. Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing this.
I can't believe what?
Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing this.
Well, you think they're just going to let you stand there and scream at the airport all day?
Wow. This is the other top story that drives me crazy. 6 years old. 6 years old. Clinton Stanley Jr. goes to school. First day of school at A Books Christian School, which is a private school, obviously. You know, he has really cute dreadlocks, right?
He's so adorable.
And his dad's all proud. Clinton Stanley Sr. is there. And all of a sudden, they tell him he can't come into the school with his hair like that.
Our son just got told he cannot attend the school with his hair. Being a Christian school... That was blow me because you should accept the kid no matter what. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says, as come as you are.
Oh, no, there's that whole chapter in the Bible about proper hair maintenance.
Yeah.
Isn't that maintenance
1.7? They said because he had long hair. Now, mind you, if you haven't seen a picture of this kid, it is kind of right resting like a little above his shoulders. It's very well kept. He had a little blue button down on. He wasn't inappropriate in any way, shape, or form.
No, he's dressed very nice. John Book, the school's director. Here he is.
The First Amendment of the Constitution, which men have fought, bled, and died, gives me religious freedom. It gives me the opportunity to practice that as I see it.
Really?
And it gives those who come here the option of conforming to it or leaving.
You know, it doesn't give you a right to be a dick.
Yeah, does it give you the right to be super judgy at 100 years old?
What
They'll
a jerk.
Retire.
What a, who would put their kids in this school?
I don't know. When you see the guy, did you see the guy?
No, I don't want to see it.
This black shirt on, and he's got like red stripes like on the collar. It looks
Grumpus.
Like he just came back from a line dancing gig.
Grumpus.
I don't know.
I mean, what a rotten, downright hateful thing to do. You know that? I mean, I don't care about your stupid school rules.
Exactly.
And you know, everybody's coming to his defense. Ben Watson, New Orleans Saints. We got other athletes and activists and actors and actresses, of course. And, you know, everybody's coming to the defense of this kid, and rightfully so. I'll come to your defense. It's just ridiculous.
And you have to see this little kid standing there. He's just looking up at his dad, and he's got his hands on his backpack like, why can't I go in? You know, it's got this look, and it just breaks your heart. You're like, just let the kid go to school.
Evil, just people. Anyway, SunPass, if you're overdrafted, just get your bill. Get two of the reimbursement things, you know, you get in the mail.
Yeah.
Or not in the mail, but in your email where it says you're being reimbursed, whatever the amount is, and take it to SunPass or send it to SunPass. Customer service will fix that for you. This is all because of that big update they did where they screwed everything up and you couldn't get any kind of money in your account.
So my question is,
how long is it going to take for them to fix?
I don't know, man.
It'll be 8 months until the cash is returned to your bank account.
And what if you don't get a reimbursement? Like, what if you're charged, say, $280 that you didn't use in tolls, and then they don't send you do you have to pay it?
No, it says customers will have the option of having a check mailed to them or having their SunPass account credited for the amounts they fined you. You know how they have that little, you know, mm-hmm. if you overdraft it. So, mm-hmm. I don't, this is such a mess.
I haven't received one. So, I'm wondering, I know I've taken my tolls. I know I've gone and taken on the toll road. So, wondering when my bill's going to show up.
Yeah. Yeah, and it screws up all other things, too. You can't get your license renewed, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they suspend your license. You can't get your registration renewed. Like, and then you end don't up... pay, you don't drive. Put it that way.
Wow.
Seems fair. Not.
Best Buy, Best Buy almost went down. Remember that a few years ago?
Yeah.
Now they're expanding. Good economy. Thursday.
Well, Circuit City got folded in.
Yeah, right. Thursday's analyst cheered the new news of its acquisition of San Diego-based Great Call. Best Buy is buying the Life Alert people's things.
What?
Yeah, the electronics retailer said late Wednesday it is paying $800 million in cash to acquire the company, which provides connected health and emergency response services to more than 900,000 paying subscribers.
Man,
so,
when is Best Buy going to change their name to just Electronics?
The health space is a large growing market where technology can help in particular senior citizens and their caregivers, payers, and providers.
Weird.
You know,
that's
what this
so is. Strange, man. So you're going to go in there, get a new cell phone, get some video game controllers, maybe a new mouse for your computer, and what the heck, a Life Alert.
Exactly.
Best Buy is expanding into the medical field with a new emergency response system for seniors, Geek Squad Life Alert.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up.
We're sending over a team of IT dorks in black t-shirts right away, Mrs. Anderson.
You depend on Geek Squad to fix your hard drive. Now, we can fix your heart, too.
I'm having trouble with my pacemaker.
Have you tried shutting it down and restarting it?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, then. Well, let me just spray it with some compressed air to get the dust out.
Oh!
I see your problem. Your operating system is just way too old.
Geek Squad Life Alert from Best Buy, where the only thing flatter than our prices are your flat lines.
The Rick Stacy Show.